Hello, I'm Janet.
And I'm Ashley.
And we are two girls and a bottle of wine.
Because men love booze.
And girls love wine. Well, if we sound a little weird, it's because Ashley is not sitting in front of me like she typically is. Where you at, Ashley?
We are testing out a new way to do this.
Just in case one of us moves to Florida and that person isn't me.
Or, I don't know, maybe you'll want to move to Hawaii or something.
Oh, that would be heaven. Heaven on earth. But yes, so Ashley might sound a little bit different, but we're still going to kick butt with this Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine podcast, correct?
We are.
All right, first of all, happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Yes, indeed.
Did you do anything to celebrate?
I didn't, I worked.
Me too. I think only banks and schools are the ones that get today off still.
Yeah, I think for the most part that sounds probably right.
Yeah. Everybody else, it's business as usual, because we are hardcore Americans. Anyway, how was your weekend?
We'll only have off, like, 2 days out of the week.
Right. How was your weekend?
It was good. It was pretty uneventful. Didn't do much. Went out Saturday night, nothing major, though. We watched a really good movie. We watched Prisoner.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of that or seen that?
No.
It's with Hugh Jackman and Jake Gyllenhaal, where Hugh Jackman's daughter goes missing.
Oh, I think Steve actually went and saw that without me because it didn't sound like a Janet movie.
It was actually really, really good. I just didn't like how it ended. They kind of leave you like...
Don't tell us.
Well, it ends. That's what I'm saying. It just ends and you're like, what?
Every movie ends.
Yeah, but it was very good. It was not... as nightmare-inducing as I thought it would be.
Well, good.
Yes. And we watched Conjuring, which is very nightmare-inducing, and I would not recommend that.
Conjuring, yeah. What's that one about?
It's like the haunting in the house, and they just move into a house in Rhode Island, and in the main, like, kind of preview, they do the clapping, they're playing that game.
Yes.
Yeah. Nope. I was up all night. It was horrible.
Really?
I did not like the movie at all.
You're affected by scary movies?
Yes, I am. And I didn't even watch it. I hid under the blanket most of the movie. I still couldn't sleep.
That's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Not hilarious. I'm sorry. That was rude. yeah, scary movies don't affect me. Scary work situations affect me. Those will keep me awake. Yeah.
Did you do anything fun this weekend?
Well, Thursday night, which doesn't really constitute the weekend, but... We went and saw a movie. We went and saw August, Osage County.
I want to see that. How is it?
Oh, my gosh. It is so sad, but so well done. Julia Roberts and Meryl Streep. Wow. That's all I can say is wow. On Saturday morning, I went to the dentist, and he was talking about movies, and he's like, you going to see a movie? I was like, no, but I just saw August, Osage County. And he's like, I have never heard of that movie. I'm like, well, it's about a lady that's crazy and her daughters. And he looks at me and I was like, yeah, the way I'm describing it would not be a guy movie, but it really is. So
right.
I was telling Steve, I was like, how do I describe this to make it not sound like the ultimate chick flick? And he's like, well, it's about a Southern family and just the craziness of that. Every family has crazy. You know that?
So you do think, though, that it is a movie that a guy would enjoy?
Yes.
Okay.
Steve liked it.
I didn't think that seeing the preview, so that's good to know.
Right. It's just there's a lot of parts where you laugh, and yeah. I think so. That's my opinion, though. I don't know. Have you heard of...
talking about going to see it this upcoming weekend.
Well, maybe you should, and then report back if you think it's a guy movie.
Okay.
Because Steve's not your typical guy when it comes to movies. Like, he doesn't like chick flicks, but he can handle some movies that other men can't. Does that make sense?
Yes. I will report back and let you know.
Okay. And have you heard of this Voodoo Donut place that opened up here in Denver?
We were talking about that this weekend, too, and it is like...
Madhouse.
Seriously, like, yeah, and nobody's been able to get in at all.
It's been open for 2 weeks now. We actually went to eat pizza across the street from it, and I'm like, what is that place where people are standing outside? And Steve's son was like, oh, that's Voodoo Donut. They were going to go the first weekend, but on the Facebook page and Twitter account, the Voodoo Donut posted that they ran out of food.
Oh my goodness.
And we went yesterday early evening. It was right after the Bronco game, and mm-hmm. we're like, let's go try and get in line, because it was just the two of us, and it was closed. And so we're like, well, what's up with this place? I don't know. I guess it came from Seattle. A lot of people are saying it came from Seattle just in time for marijuana to be legal in Colorado, which good timing on their part, because I don't smoke marijuana, but I bet if I did, I'd really want a donut. It's two doors down from a medical marijuana facility.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Now, is it a Seattle or is it Portland?
Oh, crap. Look at me. I don't know.
I thought it was from Portland, but I could be wrong.
No, you're probably right. I'm bad with details. You know this about me.
So what's the hype about them? Like, why are they better than a normal donut?
Have you gone to their website?
I have, and all I see is just really decorated donuts.
Right. Like, it's just, you're out of the normal donuts. Like, there's one with, like, Fruit Loops. Like, there's the ginormous.
I saw one with bacon.
Yes. Which is odd, because at work on Friday, someone brought in donuts, and not your typical, like, donuts we're used to, and one of them was caramel with bacon on it, and then I hear about this voodoo donut, but it wasn't the same, because that was the only extravagant. But yeah, and they've got, like, the big donut challenge, where it's, like, the size of, like, six or eight donuts, and if you can eat it in 80 seconds, you don't have to pay for it.
Huh.
But I've had two donuts in one morning, and I felt sick. Can you imagine eating six donuts at one time?
Yeah, no. Oh. I bet you I could do it, though.
Really?
If it was, like, the right morning, I think I could.
If you fasted for, like, 2 days?
All it is a big glazed donut. Right. So it's not like it's got, like, a ton of...
filling or anything?
Yeah, I think I could do it.
Yeah.
But well, now, 80 seconds, that would be the kicker.
Right. Because you know everyone's going to be staring at you. You know?
I think I could do it, but I don't think I could do it in 80 seconds. Maybe, like, if you gave me 2 minutes flat, I could do it.
Hmm. Well, let me know if you go down there to do that, and let me get a video of that if you try and do that challenge, because that would be very interesting.
I will keep you updated on if I do. I may just stick with a regular donut for now.
That's probably a good idea. And if anyone that's listening has tried this voodoo donut place, you got to let us know. Like, what's up? Like, is it worth the hype? Should we go stand in line forever in hopes that they don't?
Yeah, because, I mean, I stood in the Dunkin' Donuts line for almost two hours, and I was not happy. And I love me some Dunkin' Donuts, so this has to be really worth it.
There you go. All right, so let's turn around and go back to movies. Oscars. Mm-hmm. The Oscar nominations were announced this week.
They were.
And so when that happens, because the show is March 2nd, so we have some time, mm-hmm. does that motivate you to actually watch some of these nominees that you haven't already watched to see?
You know, I would... yes and no. Like, I still keep saying I want to go see... some of the ones on the list, but I've seen a lot of them. And the other ones that are on this list, like, some of them I just will never have an interest in, I think. So, yes and no. Like, if it's one that I've been talking about seeing, and then I'm like, oh, it's going to win all these awards season comes, it kind of motivates me. But if it was one that was never really on my list to begin with, unless it comes out of nowhere and starts winning, like, a ton of awards, then I will maybe pique interest after.
See, I have friends that once the list comes out, and they're big movie people, they go to see a lot of movies, but if there are any on the list that they haven't watched, they're going to go see it before the Oscars air. And then they actually have a gathering at their house the night of the Academy Awards to watch them. Huh. Yeah.
Okay.
So I thought we'd go over some of the, like, big nominees. If you want to go, let everyone know what was nominated for Best Picture.
Okay. So for Best Picture, you got 12 Years a Slave, The Wolf of Wall Street, Captain Phillips, Her, American Hustle, Gravity, Dallas Buyers Club, Nebraska, and Philomena.
Any guesses on or predictions on who you think might win?
I do think that American Hustle has a good chance, but I will say that I've only heard of on that list some. Like, I've never heard of Philomena or Dallas Buyers Club or Nebraska. So I'm kind of, you know, going against what I've seen and heard. Mm-hmm. And American Hustle has been doing good in kind of the awards,
right,
so far season. I personally loved The Wolf of Wall Street, and I've heard that Captain Phillips, you know, was phenomenal as well. But I think that because American Hustle is a little bit more recent, Captain Phillips is already almost out on DVD.
Right.
It's kind of fresh in people's mind.
There you go. And, you know, 12 Years a Slave won the Golden Globe for Best Picture.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Out of them, I want to say I've only seen a few of them, and probably my guess out of the ones I've seen would be Dallas Buyers Club.
Really?
Yeah. It's the one with Matthew McConaughey, and it's the one he dropped down, like, to no weight. And yeah. It's a very intense movie. And then nominated for Best Actor, we have Bruce Dem for Nebraska, Chiwetel Ejiofor for 12 Years a Slave, Matthew McConaughey for Dallas Buyers Club, Leonardo DiCaprio for The Wolf of Wall Street, and Christian Bale for American Hustle. I want to say my guess would be Bruce Dem for Nebraska. I haven't seen that movie, but Steve said that is probably the best movie he's seen in a while.
And I think I'm going to go with Leonardo DiCaprio for Wolf of Wall Street.
There you go.
Maybe I'm biased because I absolutely loved his performance in that movie. I thought that he did such a phenomenal job with that role.
And I've heard he did. So I guess we'll have to see.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to go through the list of female
best actress? Yeah. So we've got Amy Adams for American Hustle, Kate Blanchett for Blue Jasmine, Judi Dench for Philomena, Sandra Bullock for Gravity, and Meryl Streep for August Osage County.
There's my movie. All right, what's your guess? Your prediction?
Honestly, I think that Meryl Streep could pull out a win. It's really, really fresh in everybody's minds. I think that it is just a really great movie. But at the same time, I also do think that Amy Adams could pull it out from American Hustle.
Yeah, I'm definitely rooting for Meryl Streep. Definitely. That's my guess. Well, we're not going to bore you by going through all the nominees because that would take like a couple hours, especially if we want to talk about every one of them. So what we'll do is we are going to post the link in the description of today's show so that you can check out the other nominees and then let us know what your guesses are, what your predictions are for the Oscars. And once again, they are going to air on ABC on March 2nd. Are you going to watch,
Ashley?
Yes, we've
got a little bit of time.
Are you going to watch?
I'm going to try my hardest.
There you go. All right, so the Grammys are Sunday. Can you believe that? Like, I feel like we were just talking about them, and they felt like they were, like, 2 months away.
I know.
So, I love the Grammys. One of the biggest nights for music, and not just country music, which is my favorite.
All over.
And I think it also exposes me to some other genres of music, and I'm like, what's that? And you usually help open the door to some of, yeah, explain. So Beyonce, she is set to perform, and this is a new announcement. I know you could care less.
I'm kind of disappointed that they went with her. I think that there are so many more new artists that have done so much, and I know that she just put out an album. I just think that there are a lot other choices out there. I feel like she is so over, you know, like she's been on everything. Like, I think they should have picked somebody that is much more new and up and coming, and I don't know.
She's just not even nominated.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I don't necessarily think it was the best choice. I feel like it was their way to be like, oh, well, you weren't nominated for anything, but you did just put out a new CD, so let's just kind of slide you in with a performance.
Right.
God forbid we have a you know, an awards show without a Beyonce.
Right. Right. Are you still going to watch, though?
I will watch.
You hesitated?
I did hesitate. I will watch. I will probably, you know, zone in and out. Like, I don't know that I will watch 100% of the show. And her performance will probably be one that I will, you know, in the first couple seconds, depending on what song she performs, I may flip the channel.
Well, you know what I always do? And you have a DVR now, right?
I do.
Yeah, you start recording it. It starts at 8 p.m. Eastern time, which I believe It might be like 6 here or 7. I don't know. Just check your TV. So you set to record, and then you sit down about 8 o'clock, and then you can fast forward through all the stuff you don't really care about.
Right, exactly.
Right.
No, and I may do something like that, too.
So some of the other performers, and I think we've talked about this, they're going to have Paul McCartney, Ringo Starr, Daft Punk, Lord, Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, Imagine Dragons, Taylor Swift, and Keith Urban. Which I'm a little bummed that that's who's representing country.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm a little disappointed that they went with the Taylor Swift route. Again, I feel like she's very overplayed, like Beyonce, and I feel like there are so many new up-and-coming country artists. And
Casey Musgraves.
Other country artists that have had... I know that they're doing the Taylor Swift, Keith Urban because of the collaboration they did, but there are so many other country artists that just came out with some great, great music, and like I said, are just more up-and-coming. I think that when you keep playing these artists that have done performances after performance after performance, it just gets tired. Like, I have no interest in seeing Beyonce performing again. I have no interest in seeing Taylor Swift. Even though it's a different song, it's still them, and I'm just tired of seeing their face at this point.
Right. And that's what the music industry does. They shove these people in your face until you're sick of them.
Yep. And that's how I feel like is what happened. That's what I feel like is happening with Macklemore and Ryan Lewis. Like, I'm so overseeing them on everything as well.
Right. But you promise me you'll still watch.
I will still watch.
Okay.
I will come back with my Ashley Grammy notes that are, they might be very snarky.
Hard. Mean. Mean girlish.
They may be mean girlish.
So are you a Kelly Clarkson fan?
I am not a Kelly Clarkson fan.
Dadgum,
it seems like I'm not a fan of anything.
You're really
it?
Not.
Like, I'm a real hater. This is what this show is revealing. I'm a hater.
Well, I guess we'll briefly talk about her. She was in one of my favorite shows, Nashville, this last week, looking great, and she has announced that she's pregnant, and then today she took to Twitter to post that we just found out we're having a girl, and she said only a girl could cause this much drama with all this vomiting, and I've heard that girls make you really sick.
I've heard that girls take a huge toll on a woman's body.
That's why I'm not going to have kids.
I mean, we're girls. It kind of makes sense.
Speaking of kids, I know you were on a campaign to get another puppy. How's that going?
We have put that on hold.
What?
Yes, I know.
So Joey decided, said no.
No. I said that we needed to have a serious conversation about it. It was not fair.
Mm-hmm.
Because you could not just put a boot down on it and say no. That's not even fair. So we decided that as soon as we move and we have backyard, we have the green light, but we're picking it out together, which means that I'm not going to get my way, is what that means.
Right.
I want to get another small dog for Sugar to play with.
Right.
Something bigger than her. So we would like to get, like, a Rottweiler.
Oh, my gosh.
And all I think of is, I'm not cleaning up that poop.
Oh, I didn't even think of that. I was thinking of, like, someone getting bit.
Nope, I'm thinking poop strategy because I'm the one who has to deal with that.
Right. You don't want your own poop-ageddon.
Exactly, no. Especially not on that size of a dog.
Right. Did you watch The Sound of Music when it aired live on NBC last month?
I did not get to see it, and I'm really disappointed that I didn't. However, after I read the reviews, I was not as disappointed.
Yeah, the critics hated it.
They were pretty brutal about it, too. Right.
Poor Carrie Underwood. That's what I gotta say. Well, NBC didn't get that hint, and they're going to try and do a remake of Peter Pan live.
So,
thoughts?
I would say that I think Peter Pan is more well-known among the generation. Like, I didn't even know what The Sound of Music was.
You need to educate yourself, little one.
I know. With that being said, I think Peter Pan is much more well-known.
I just want to see who they cast. They haven't cast anyone yet.
I am very interested to see who they cast. I love the story of Peter Pan, so I will definitely be tuning into this.
Who do you want to play Peter Pan?
You know who I actually think would be phenomenal at it? You're going to make me search his name. He played in Red Riding Hood.
He was phenomenal.
He's not very well known. I'm going to tell you
Could he pull it off?
I think he could pull it off. He's got that brown hair. He's got that boyish look, but he also kind of has a little bit of a mischievous look to him, mm-hmm. which I think works because, you know, Peter Pan is pretty mischievous. His name is Shiloh Fernandez. He looks a little bit like Chuck from
Chuck Bass,
Gossip Girl, mm-hmm. but not as bad boy. He's got a little bit more of a boyish image.
Mm-hmm.
So I really, 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 really would love to see him cast. I think he just is absolutely perfect for it. He was in, Steve would know this, he was in the movie Evil Dead that they just remade.
Okay.
He played her brother in Evil Dead.
Well, we'll have to keep our finger on that pulse to find out who they end up casting.
Yes, I'm very interested to see. I want to know who they cast as Wendy.
Right, right. What about Tinkerbell? You think that'll... How will they do that?
I don't know. That'll be interesting.
All right, so today is the 20th of January. We are 20 days into 2014.
Already? Jeez.
Yeah. Both of us talked about what we wanted... Not really resolutions, but like themes for 2014, right?
Yes.
And mine was health, and yours was happiness, if I recall.
Very good, yes.
How are you doing?
I'm glad somebody remembered.
Yeah. How are you doing in the happiness department? You have a new job.
You know, I think that since I went pretty general with it, I'm doing pretty great.
Good, 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 good. So what'd you do today to increase your happiness?
You know what I did today on my lunch break, actually? I had people doing some work in my apartment. I cleaned out all of my kitchen cabinets.
Oh, wow.
I know that sounds really weird, but the lack of clutter and the room that I have makes me so happy.
I understand. I am the same way. I love the way it feels after you've cleaned part of the house or the whole house.
Yeah, it just needed to be done. I'm very excited about it.
Excellent. And
are you doing on the health front?
On the health front, I got to say, I didn't want to announce this because I'm not super proud of it, but I was a smoker for 14 years. Not a lot of people know that. Not super proud of it, but I have not had a cigarette since December 23rd. I've lost count of the days, but it's over 21
That's
days,
awesome.
And 21 days makes a habit.
That's right.
Last week, I worked out 4 out of the 7 days in the week, which I think is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I just need to focus on the eating healthy.
That's so hard to do.
It really is, especially when there's donut places popping up. My God.
I know, right?
So you found a great article about the 7 habits of people who lose weight and keep it off. Because I don't know if I want to lose a lot of weight. I just want to tone up. But I know there's people out there that was their goal for 2014, to drop like 5 or 10 pounds or more.
Well, and what intrigued me about this was the keep it off part, because
mm-hmm.
I obviously
yo-yo
have not
bad.
Put on all, yeah, and I haven't put on all the weight that I've lost, but there's definitely like a 5-pound window where I fluctuate, and I want to know what these people are doing differently, where they're just keeping it all off.
That is awesome. So why don't you kick us off?
So the first one is that they eat a low-calorie diet. One of the first habits of people who lose weight and keep it off is that they learn how to maintain a low-calorie diet. It's not a no-calorie diet, just a low-calorie diet. So as a dietitian, they never recommend that you eat fewer than 1,200 calories per day. However, people that have successfully lost weight and kept it off have simply learned to eat less than they used to. So it's not a magic number. It's more about what were you doing, what you need to be doing.
There you go. So are you focusing on your calories? Are you tracking the calories?
I'm not tracking them anymore. I am more concerned with, okay, better quality foods versus, you know, quantity. Quality over quantity. That's what I'm going with.
There you go. There you go. Why don't you do number 2 as well?
Okay, the second one is they eat more fat. So one of my favorite diet tips to tell people trying to lose weight is to eat more fat. Most people are in disbelief when I tell them this. However, healthy fats are one of the best weight loss foods around. Even though they're higher in calories per gram than both carbs and protein, fat is much slower to digest, so it causes you to feel more full, thus you're eating less overall. And now, keyword there is healthy fats, so it's things like nuts, seeds, avocados, nut butters, there are great things that you can add on to another dish or eat them as a snack. And that, for me, was huge. I was always like, I can't eat that. There's too much fat in it. But one of the big things is that if you don't eat enough healthy fat, then your body keeps storing.
Hmm. There you go. Why don't you go ahead and go on to the next one, because my iPad won't go past number one. Go ahead.
And the third one is they're physically active, which you and I know.
Mm-hmm.
So another habit of successful weight losers is that they're all physically active. While many of them do spend a good time in the gym on most days, a lot of them don't step foot inside a gym at all. You don't really have to do that.
You just got to keep moving. Keep your metabolism up, right?
Yeah, they talk about simple things like walking your dogs, taking the stairs, riding your bikes to work, parking further away in the parking lots, playing with your kids, anything that requires movement, cleaning your house.
Which you did today. High five.
Yep, it's anything that keeps you moving and off the couch.
Awesome. And the next one?
And the fourth one is, which I know you and I are going to agree on this one, is very hard. They limit fast food.
Yeah, I've been doing much better. Much better. But, yeah, I have a Taco Bell weakness, and I know people out there are probably gagging. What's your weakness when it comes to fast food?
My weakness is things like Kentucky Fried Chicken or Boston Market. I just really love chicken, mashed potatoes, and mac and cheese.
Wow.
And biscuits. I should have been from the South.
Yeah, you should have. You sound like my mom.
Yeah, that's my downfall. I'm not into, like, the McDonald's or the Taco Bell's or things like that. I like the more expensive fast food.
Right.
But right. Still just as bad for you because you eat so much more of it.
And I find, especially when Steve is out of town, like, I am like, I don't feel like cooking. I must go to Taco Bell.
It's quick.
Do you do that when Joey's away? I know he doesn't travel a lot, but when he's...
You know, I do it more when we've, like, got a lot going on. So, for instance, like, Monday nights doing the show, mm-hmm. I'm so hungry by the time we're done that I'm like, oh, let's just pick up, you know, something. I'll pick up something on my way home. Or, you know, night or, like, Friday nights, because it's like, oh, we're going to go out, so why don't you just grab something so I don't have to worry about taking the time to cook. Those are the days that kind of kill us.
You know, the secret to that is to plan ahead. And, like, on Fridays, make things ahead of time. So you just have to throw them in the microwave or on the oven on the oven. Really? That's also called a stove, Janet. Oh, my.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's definitely, you know, now that I'm working from home, that helps. But even if you're going to do fast food, you can. You just have to opt for the healthier option. Most fast food places have salads now.
Right.
I know that kind of defeats the point to go to... You know, I read something where it was like going to McDonald's for a salad is like going to a strip club for a hug.
That's hilarious.
Yes.
That's hilarious.
So the fifth one that I thought was, and my mom tells me this is key all the time, and I know you're big into this too, is they eat breakfast. And I am horrible at eating breakfast.
It is. I know you are. I know. And even like just a little bit, a cup of orange juice with a piece of turkey bacon.
And research shows that people that don't eat breakfast weigh more and eat more calories throughout the day than people who eat breakfast.
Right, because when you deprive your body, like, your body's like, rah, must make up.
And this is always my excuse, that I don't have an appetite in the morning. And just like you said, find something you can eat, even if it's a banana, a piece of toast, anything. It's just crucial.
It kickstarts your metabolism. And another thing I read is to start, like, when you first wake up, start your day off by drinking a glass of warm water with lemon.
I also read that another big thing is that your circadian rhythm, so like your natural sleep cycle, is affected by when you eat breakfast. So when you don't eat breakfast as soon as you wake up, it forces you to be more lethargic throughout the morning hours because your body still thinks it's in sleep mode because it's not, it hasn't jump started yet.
And it probably adds to the grumpiness.
I would imagine.
Yeah. So is that the seven?
So number six is they weigh themselves once a week.
Once a week. Not every day because especially I think females fluctuate, right?
Yes. It says stepping on a scale once a week allows you to closely monitor your weight. It's a lot easier to lose 3 pounds than it is 20 pounds if you slowly kind of let it creep like that versus the everyday up and down where you're, yesterday I was this, now I'm this. It kind of keeps you monitoring it on a more wide range scale.
Yep.
And the last one, number 7, is they limit TV.
What?
They limit TV.
What? I don't understand. No, I'm just kidding.
I know.
Give us a little bit more detail. What do you mean limit TV?
So it says people that successfully lose weight and keep it off limit the amount of TV that they watch per week. Sitting on the couch and watching TV is a very sedentary habit. It takes much more energy for your body to be standing up than it does to be sitting down. So therefore, you burn many more calories on your feet than you do lounging on the couch. If you do have a favorite TV show, you should allow yourself a small amount of time to watch it, and then once it's over, start moving again. Another really good habit is to use the commercial breaks as exercising and stretching breaks. And you probably remember when I used to do this, Pinterest is great, or even just search in Google, for if you have a favorite TV show, it's almost guaranteed you can find a workout for that TV show. So, for instance, you and I love Pretty Little Liars. So one of them is every time they get a text from A, you have to do 50 sit-ups or things like that that keep you moving throughout the show. And it kind of makes the show even more fun because you're more alert, I think.
Hmm. I haven't tried that, but I do remember you trying that. Maybe I should change my ways. Are you still doing that?
Well, I haven't been watching my shows as frequently, so...
So you're really limiting TV. Good job.
Not by choice.
Then why?
I just don't feel like, because I'm working from home all day, which sounds really ironic, I am home all day, so when I'm done with my work day, I'm kind of I have to get this done, So I'm actually doing more at night than I was before, so I'm not sitting around watching TV. Whereas before, I would come home from work, and I'd be exhausted from the commute, I would just collapse on the couch and watch TV.
And see, I come home from work, and I'm like, ugh, brain. I don't have to use my brain for a minute. It's freaking awesome. All right, and then let's add this last bit in there. We're going over 30 minutes, but it's all good. And I'll do number 1, and then you'll do the rest. If you're supplement freaks like I am, I take a bunch of pills in the morning throughout the day to try and help me. Like, I'm all about, like, raspberry ketones. What else do I take? Cinnamon. Other supplements I can't pronounce. Some stuff from GNC. And a big one that you should add to your vitamins and supplements, if you're into that, is chromium. And a lot of the multivitamins that focus on weight loss already have it in them. So if you check your multivitamin, if it already has it in there, you don't need to add any more, because I have a bottle of chromium that I rarely touch because my multivitamin has it in it. And on the bottle of chromium, it says, do not take this if other things that you take have it in it, because you don't want to overdo it.
Now, most regular multivitamins, though, do not give you 100% of your daily need.
Right, right. So check the label. Labels are good. So we're going to go through, mainly you are going to go through the reasons why we should add chromium to our supplements. Number 1 is blood sugar. One of the top reasons to use chromium for is that your blood sugar and its levels, which can affect how you eat and what you eat. Chromium acts as a powerful stabilizer when it comes to blood sugar and at each meal that you eat. It helps metabolize fats and carbohydrates when you eat so that your blood sugar stays at optimal levels. This doesn't mean you can load up on sugary foods or unhealthy fatty foods, of course, but it can optimize those healthy carbs and fats you eat to help hold you over longer between meals and prevent a surge in your blood sugar right after each meal.
And the second one ties right into that. It's weight maintenance, and it's because of the blood sugar benefits that the people who use chromium are able to maintain their weight. It's because it keeps you satisfied between meals. And it says, for this purpose, it's best to take a chromium supplement with each of your meals or at least twice a day.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third one is to boost your protein performance. Since it slows down blood sugar, it helps protein metabolize slower and more efficiently, which improves nutrient uptake and also stabilizes your blood sugar and energy levels longer between your meals.
Which is very, very important.
Mm-hmm. And then the fourth one ties right into that again, is this, it slashes cravings. Again, because of it stabilizing your blood sugar, it's going to slash your craving for unhealthy foods and constant snacking throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
And then most people don't eat enough of chromium in general. So it's found in many foods, but most people don't eat enough food sources that they're benefiting from it. It's found in eggs, nutritional yeast, beef, whole grains, and fish. But again, you'd have to eat a lot of those to get your daily intake of it.
Right.
And number six, I thought this was great, is that it prevents headaches. Again, due to its effects on blood sugar, when your blood sugar levels spike or drop, you sometimes get headaches due to those rapid fluctuations. So since this is helping to balance that out, this can also prevent people that have headaches that are induced by that.
And do you have a lot of headaches?
I don't. I actually have never been one that suffers from headaches. It's pretty rare for me, but I do know a couple people that do.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last reason is it regulates fat and cholesterol. So this might be one of the best reasons to use chromium, and that's for your heart, because it's regulating fat and cholesterol in the body by helping to metabolize the fats from your foods. So, of course, you should choose healthy sources of fat like we just talked about, but since there's natural cholesterol in all of the animal foods you eat, taking chromium helps to ensure that your cholesterol levels stay healthy.
There you go. So those are all very important reasons to add chromium to your supplements.
Yep.
And diet. But again, it's kind of hard to get as much chromium as you need from food.
Yes, indeed.
Well, awesome. I think this went well. You over the phone, me here with Rain, who's like, where the heck is Ashley? Well, thank you guys so much for listening. Check us out on Podbean, Spreaker, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher. And how's that next blog coming?
It is coming, and I do apologize. I was sick all last week, so I just did not have the brain power to do it. But it is coming. I've got my idea going, so you guys will see that up and running again soon.
Excellent. Well, we're going to head on out of here. You guys have a great week, and again, happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and don't forget to check out the Grammys on Sunday.
Indeed. All right. We'll be back with the update on those next week.
Yes, we will. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.